The sermon scripture today is from Psalm 98, verses 4 to 6. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, everything in today is going to be about the Psalms. Starting with the picture on the front is a lyre, which is one of the musical instruments that we know that they used back in the time of the early Jerusalem. And they had other instruments that we don't know about, and we don't know the melodies. We have these hymns, but we don't really know that are taken from the Psalms, adapted. But we don't really know what the melodies were. So that's what we have here on the front. I had a wonderful time doing this, going through all the Psalms, finding things to use. One thing I was disappointed in, because there are so many quotes from the Bible that we know about, things like walk a mile in his shoes and what have you. I said, well, there surely must be some great quotes from the Psalms. But you know, I didn't find any. This first one, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're familiar with that. But there's not a lot in the Psalms, not a lot, some things, but there's not a lot that we're familiar with. So, okay, here we go on some Psalms. Okay, a psalm is a sacred song or hymn. The Psalms were meant for singing, but we have no idea anymore what the melodies might have been. Sometimes listed with the Psalms are directions for how they're to be performed or what instruments are to be used. And paging through our hymnal, we have 90 hymns of our hymnal that have chosen lyrics at least to some degree from the Psalms. So it's very widespread. And thinking of widespread, since I have a broken foot, I'm sitting around with a lot of enforced leisure. I just read a couple of mystery books, and there were references to the Psalms there. And one of the references was the clues to how to find the buried treasure were in the Psalms. It was like, go to the place of worship, so they knew which church it was. So they went there and look for the evergreen tree or something. So on the tile on the floor, they find an engraving of a tree, and so that's where the. I said, well, that's pretty clever, but anyway. We don't see a lot. I saw that in those two mystery books, one right after another. I don't think we pay much attention to the Psalms. We're familiar with the Sunday school stories of Genesis and Exodus, Adam and Eve, Moses, and the stories of the Bible register with us. Jonah and the whale, Daniel and the lion's den, and the gospel stories of Jesus. The Psalms and Proverbs, along with Job, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon, are what they call the wisdom books of the Bible. They are wise, and perhaps if we were to understand them a bit better, we would be a bit wiser too. And so, in pursuit of a bit of understanding of the Psalms, and so then a bit of wisdom, I wanted to take a look at some of the Psalms today. The ancient Hebrews were a singing people, a musical people, and they were not alone. The Canaanites had music, as did some of the other early Mesopotamian cultures. Scholars believe some of the music that's in the Psalms predates the time of the Psalms, and so it was incorporated into the Psalms as the Israelites began to create their own hymns, the Psalms. We have 150 recorded Psalms in the Bible, but there were probably more. Now, not a psalm, but I'm going to start with Exodus 15:21, one of the earliest books of the Bible. Before the Psalms, before their songs, in the oldest version of the oldest verse of the Hebrew Bible, the oldest verse of the Hebrew Bible is a song. Miriam is a prophetess. She is the sister of Aaron. And since Moses and Aaron are brothers, she's also the sister to Moses. So here we've got Moses' sister singing a song, earliest verse of the Bible. And she's celebrating the Israelites' escape from Egypt, although they are being pursued by Pharaoh's soldiers. And we all know about the parting of the waters through the Red Sea, and the Israelites pass through, and then the waters come back and drown Pharaoh's men. Now here is the verse from the Bible. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea." So Miriam is singing, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea." So that's our earliest music. Miriam's song introduces us to the songs of the Bible. Moses, living about 1300 BC, is credited with having written one psalm, only one psalm, Psalm 90. And this is thought to maybe be a meditation of Moses when he finally looks out over the promised land after leading the Israelites on a 40-year journey. He looks out and says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, 'Turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. For all our days pass away, our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.'" Now, this is written originally in Hebrew, but it's still poetic even in the translation. "For all our days pass away, our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away." From Moses. It's the only psalm attributed to Moses, and scholars don't necessarily believe Moses was the author, but on the other hand, why not? He could have been. Around 1000 BC, the next psalm writing of note does most likely belong to David. This is the King David who killed Goliath with 5 smooth stones when he was still a shepherd boy. The King David who seduced Bathsheba, another man's wife. The King David who conquered and consolidated vast territories. He consolidated vast territories of that time in Israel that way exceed the amount of territory that Israel has today. In fact, Israel today, as you know, stretches along the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. But if you were to take it and tip it up this way, it's about the size of our Upper Peninsula. It's not as big as our Upper Peninsula. All of that history, all that what goes on over there, and we could fit it inside of our Upper Peninsula. David sings, writes, dances. He was immensely popular and remained so to the Jewish people to this very day. Scholars believe that David did write 73 of the 150 Psalms. In Psalm 108, David is looking to God for help in his defeating some of these vast territories. David writes, "O God, grant us help against the foe, for human help is worthless. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes." And again in Psalm 144, David asks again for help. "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my rock and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues the people under me." Again, in Psalm 59, David says, "Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me." And so it is, every side wants God on their side when there's a war. The time of David was a golden time for Psalms, a lot like the 60s was a golden time for folk music. However, the Psalms are not all pleas for help in warfare. There are 150 Psalms. Originally, there were more that didn't make it into a final collection. Scholars are unsure just when the final selection was completed. Isaac Asimov thinks probably by 150 BC. One scholar says the Psalms are saying either help or thank you, which is pretty succinct. A little more inclusive would be the usual categorization of laments, thanksgivings, or praises. These Psalms that I read from David are laments. They're complaints about injustice or pleas for help. The Thanksgiving Psalms are just that, songs that say thank you, and the praise Psalms give praise to God. The book of Psalms, by and large, begins with the laments, lightens up the tone as it goes along, increasingly to thanks and then toward the praise of God. And that's the format. Lament, thanksgiving, praise. Individual Psalms tend to follow the same format, beginning with a complaint or a lament, then turning to thanksgiving that the plea has been heard and will be responded to, and then confidently moves on to praises. Psalm 13 will show you how that works. We're going to start with a lament, a plea for help or a complaint. Oh God, how long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. And now the psalm turns and it says, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So many of the psalms have this form where, oh, it's so terrible. And then a change in tone is just that, oh, but I know you're going to help me out, so yay, you're wonderful. Most of the psalms deal with some sort of adversity, warfare, personal troubles. The laments become appropriate for persons who cry out to God in all sorts of situations. The psalms are prayers of common human needs. They are sometimes vague or ambiguous, which allows for their adaptation to changing times and makes them serve for all time, makes them serve even for us. Psalm 22 is a lament. It begins, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is a typical lament psalm, well known for having been quoted by Jesus on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And most of us have had hard times when we might well have said, my God, why have you forsaken me? A question that can be appropriate for any age, any era, or any of us. Psalm 22 asks, why are you so far from helping me? And goes on with requests. O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword. Save me from the mouth of the lion. And then at verse 21, as is typical, the lament changes to thanksgiving. From the horns of the wild oxen, you have rescued me. And then this sad psalm of 22 moves on to praise, saying, in the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Moving from a lament psalm to a thanksgiving psalm, Psalm 118 is a song of thanksgiving. 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Psalm 124 is another psalm of thanksgiving. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. We have psalms of laments, how bad it is, but it gets better. We are thankful and can even find ourselves able to praise our Maker. Thanksgiving psalm shows our appreciation of our world and our place in it. And the praise psalms are joyful songs of devotion. So moving on from laments to asking for help, to thanksgiving, to praise, we'll wind up at the last psalm, Psalm 150, a song of praise. And we all have it, so let's read it together, Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud crashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.